QLG, KO4QLG, N0TR.
1-2-2, what you up to today? KO4QLG.
Hey there, we just turned the courthouse here, and I need some directions to get to your house.
Are you on 178?
Roger.
Go all the way out of town to a red light and turn right, and it's almost a straight shot after that. Once you get out of town, that red light should be about a mile down the road. I'm taking you that way because there's a bridge out the most direct way.
All right, we just passed Porter's Automotive, so did we miss that red light you're talking about?
No, that you should be on the right track. You probably got about less than a half a mile to go, and there'll be a red light.
Turn around here, Chris. I just took the first out I could in case I missed my red light here. I'm on Knollwood Heights Road here and back on the 178 here and out. And, yeah, 3/4 mile, turn right on Bell Shoals Road. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm out in the sticks here now, I'm telling you. We see a few humans, though.
In the sticks is the only place to be.
Neighbors, and their name was Hicks, H-I-X instead of N-I-X, and their motto of their company was Hicks from the Sticks in Pittsburgh, Kansas. All right, there's the red light and Bell Shoals Road. We will be turning 270 degrees to the west.
Then you're on top of a hill, and at the bottom of the hill, there'll be a four-way stop.
Passing this beautiful white fence and some horses here. Speaking of horses, you know what? Chad, I think he just shut his phone off. I tried to get a hold of him to ask him for directions, but you know how he is. All right, here's a four-way stop.
You want to go straight through the four-way stop, and the next vinyl white fence, sort of like what you just passed on the right, the next white fence on the left, at the end of that white fence, you'll bear a left and a Y in the road.
The fence and bear a left. It is beautiful up here, Chris. It really is. But you have to drive a long ways, though, to get to the city. I guess you'd go to Easley, wouldn't you?
First time I'm on board Easley is too much traffic for me. I do most of my stuff in Pickens, sometimes Liberty.
Didn't see nothing but a spook station there. I went in and talked to those folks. It was really nice. And they said I was on the right track, or Bernice and I was on the right track. And that looks like a wheat field. No, Mama's at Fescue. Okay, here's that white fence, Chris, so I just kind of keep to the left here.
There'll be an island in the middle of the Y. You go to the right of the island and take the left fork of the Y.
I got it. There's a bunch of transformers and stuff here. It says Roanoke Baptist Church.
Sir, and you keep going until you see that Roanoke Baptist Church, and you'll turn to the right in front of that church.
Down here, putting a sheeting on a brand new house out here. They're even infiltrating your area with all these know what a beautiful area this is. Oh, we just want to get out and go for a ride. And we went up to Chad's, but he was doing a video conference thing and didn't want to bother him, and so we dropped off some things and then headed your way, and I decided to go by the house and got the mail and then started out again. So we're running later than we figured, but we don't care. We're retired.
You're getting a lot of driving in today.
Why is it was this far up here? I guess it should have. We've been up here before. But it's quite a little drive.
It'll eat your day up pretty quick. Once you take that right in front of the church, the road that I'm on is the very next right, just around the curve.
And, yeah, there's the church in Gilstrap Road, and we take a right just past the church.
Right on Gilstrap, right in front of the church.
We got it. I'm surprised out here in the sticks, but the GPS is quite correct.
I used to do a lot of delivering to this address.
It's ER Mobile. Well, I appreciate your help, though, Chris. It's more reassuring. You get... Oh, wait, that's at Whitmer Hill Road. Should we turn right there?
Yes, sir. KO4QOG, Whitmer Hill Road.
It says it's a dead end road.
Correct, and I'm at that end of that dead end road. So you just follow the pavement until it stops.
It's even paved up here. I figured it'd have wagon tracks on it.
And domesticated. It wasn't too awful long ago, though. Probably not more than 10 years ago. It was a dirt road.
To that, aren't we, Marie?
Yes, we are.
Kansas had a lot of those dirt roads, Chris. It was amazing to get down here, and you even go out in the country, and they're mostly paved. And you go out in the country back where we lived, and everything was dirt.
When they paved it, they didn't make it any wider. So if you meet a car, you might have to slow down and kind of get off the edge and let them pass. Not quite wide enough for two vehicles in most places.
Well, it looks like there's a brown house here. It looks like a double wide. Is that you, Chris?
I'm all the way then. You'll come to a spot in the road where it looks like you're going into somebody's driveway and the pavement will turn left.
A big, beautiful brick home here. And it looks like it's ending here, and then we turn left there, right, at the gate.
Gate is Chad's, and you'll turn left right there at that gate. Just follow the pavement until you come to a cul-de-sac.
Remember that gate, by golly. That's heaven down at the end of it.
Should be coming on to my shop any second.
A roller coaster down through here, Chris.
That way sometimes, too.
We are here, my golly. Thanks, Chris. Oh, what a beautiful view, too. I remember. Now, I just got to park over here at the edge. People can get by, I suppose, in 0TR.
Get anywhere, I'll step out the door. KO4QOD.
WA Mobile.